Let's see what's doing at home with the Lennox. Hello there. Do you feel like visiting? Well, suppose we drop in on the Lennox. Sylvia and Ben like to relax in their living room, chat, and play some of their favorite records. So, here we are, at home with the Lennox.
Come on in, Bill. Come right in. Let me take your coat. Gee, I wonder where Sylvia is. Sylvia! Sylvia, where are you? Oh, she must be around somewhere. Listen, Bill, I guess you'd like to wash up, eh? Why don't you go on upstairs? Come down whenever you're ready. Go ahead. Top of the stairs, last door to your right. Bill, I think we'll have time for some records before dinner. Maybe I better pick out a couple. Just have them ready. Let's see, what would Bill like?
Hello. When did you get in?
Oh, hi. How are you, darling?
Affectionate tonight, eh?
Oh, sure. I like you. Well, I've been in for a little while. Where were you?
Out in the back porch. The dog was chasing a cat.
What were you doing? Supervising?
Well, I like to keep an eye on such things. There's some pretty tough cats in this neighborhood.
Oh, absolutely. Can't be too careful.
Hmm?
Yeah. Where's David?
Up in his room. Say, I guess it's time to call him for supper.
No, I mean, why don't you wait a little while? Relax for a few minutes.
Well, if you're sure you're not starving... I am a little tired. I did a lot of house cleaning today.
Well, then, by all means, sit down. I'll play you a record.
All right. Just for a little while. What's the record?
Oh, something you like. Get you in a nice, relaxed mood. Barney Biggard playing Duke Ellington's Clarinet Lament.
was lovely. Well, shall we go in to eat now? I'll call David.
Yeah. Listen, guess who's here?
Where?
Here, right here.
You are. You just got home.
Oh, no, really. I mean it. Guess who's here?
I give up. Who's here?
Bill. Bill Taylor.
Oh. Who's Bill Taylor?
What do you mean, who's Bill Taylor? My old friend, Bill Taylor. I went to school with him. He was practically my best friend.
I never heard of him.
Oh, sure you did. Bill Taylor from Montreal. That is, he moved to Montreal a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I must have told you about him. Why, well, back in my bachelor days, he and I used to run around to... Oh, well, maybe I didn't tell you too much about Bill, but he's a swell guy. You'll love him.
Well, if you say so. What time's he coming over?
He's here. I thought you understood. He's here now.
What's he doing, hiding?
No, he's upstairs getting washed.
You're not kidding me, are you? What did he come over for, to get washed?
No, to have dinner. I invited him.
Here? Oh, Ben, no!
Well, sure, why not?
Why didn't you phone me and give me some warning?
What for?
What for? Look at me. I'm not dressed. My hair is a mess. No makeup.
Look, I told you, Bill is an old friend of mine. You don't have to look glamorous. All we're going to do is have dinner and talk over old times.
You'll have to do an awful lot of talking. There's nothing to eat.
That's impossible.
You'll find out.
Well, what were we going to eat?
Leftovers. Odds and ends. I told you this morning.
You didn't tell me anything.
Sure I did, at breakfast. And you kept saying, I should have known you weren't listening.
Well, I'm listening now. What did you tell me?
I said I intended to do a complete clean-up job on the house, and I wouldn't have time to do any cooking.
Hmm.
We're having a pick-up supper.
Well, Bill won't mind. He's a pick-up guest.
Oh.
Look, don't worry. Everything will be fine. Why, this is a challenge to your ingenuity, to your imagination, to your speed.
I'd like to challenge you, but I haven't the time. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
To challenge the fridge. I might go a couple of rounds with the stove, too.
Oh, fine, fine. I'll play you a little something for inspiration.
Thanks. What are you playing?
Gallakirchy, doing Solveig's song.
Thank you. Sure, take your time, Bill. No hurry.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to Bill. He just went back upstairs.
Why? Did he decide to take a shower?
No. No, as a matter of fact, he's going to shave. I loaned him my razor.
Shave? Now?
Well, he felt that seeing he was going to meet my wife for the first time, he ought to spruce up a little.
This whole thing is a conspiracy to give me an inferiority complex.
What are you talking about?
Everybody's getting spruced up and I look like yesterday's porridge. And I haven't time to do anything about it.
You look fine. Just comb your hair.
Yeah, down over my face. Listen, you have to go to the store.
To the store? What for?
Pick up something for dessert. Something exotic.
Oh, listen, Bill isn't particular. Anything we have in the house will be fine.
We have prunes.
I'll go to the store. What are we having for supper?
Cream of everything soup.
That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. Then scrambled something with tomato sauce, made from my own secret recipe.
The sauce?
No, the scrambled something.
Oh.
You better pick up a bottle of ketchup.
Are we out of that, too?
Yeah, and I'm afraid tonight's supper needs a dash of color, a dash of spice. Dash out to the store, will you?
Well, Bill does love ketchup. I remember he used to use half a bottle at one time. I'm glad you thought of it.
While you're out, you might pick up some potatoes.
Huh?
And green peas.
Hmm.
I guess some juices. You know, tomato, orange, grapefruit, pineapple, if you like.
Do we need all that now?
Well, not right at the moment, but why waste the trip? It's stuff we can always use.
Well, couldn't you get it tomorrow, or phone, or... All right, I'll go. Right after this record.
Why stop to play a record now?
Why not? Bill's shaving. He won't be down for some time.
Well, what's the record?
Some Gilbert and Sullivan music. Gondolier Gems.
Let's fly on the Emerald Sea. With loving and laughing and tripping and crossing, we're happy as happy can be. With loving and laughing and tripping and crossing, we're happy as happy can be. There lived a king, as I've been told, in the wonder-working days of old, when hearts were twice as good as gold and 20 times as mellow. Good temper triumphed in his face, and in his heart he found a place for all the erring human race and every wretched fellow. When he had Rhenish wine to drink, it made him very sad to think that some had junk it all that jink must be content with toddy, with toddy. He wished all men as rich as he, and he was rich could be. So to the top of every tree, from home to everybody.
Buongiorno, signorine.
Cavalieri, cavalieri, siamo cittadine.
Servitori
in a mercy fully clear. Do
nor heed their mild surprise, having passed the Rubicon. Take a pair of rosy lips, take a figure trimly planned, such as admiration whets, in particular in this. Take a tender little hand, fringe a dainty finger and press it, press it. In parenthesis, ah, take my counsel, happy man. Act upon it if you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man. Act upon it if you can, happy man, if you can.
Isn't that delightful?
Charming. Go to the store.
Without playing the other side of the record? How can you?
Forgive me.
Oh, that's all right. Here are the rest of the Gondolier gems.
I am, of course, your grave and serious, who is about to kiss your hand. Try to combine a pose imperious with a demeanor nobly bland.
Let us combine a pose imperious with a demeanor nobly bland.
Let's, if anything, too unbending, too aggressively stiff and grand. Now to the other extreme you're tending, don't be so lucidly condescending.
Oh, how to please some nobleman seem, at first, if anything, too unbending. Off we go to the other extreme, too confoundedly condescending.
And I brought him here and left him gaily prattling with a highly respectable gondolier who promised a royal babe to rear and teach him the trade of a timoneer with his own beloved prattling. Both of the babes were strong and stout, and considering all things clever, of that there is no manner of doubt, no probable possible shadow of doubt, no possible doubt whatever.
A tale so free from every doubt, no probable possible shadow of doubt, no possible doubt whatever. And I have you from the name of O'Neill, did he feel this man the mill of Montero? When will he come be no abundance in heart, to let the delight of the wildest of jungles?
Hunted the reckless delight of that wildest of dances.
Ah, yes, I love those gems from the gondoliers. I guess I'm fond of all Gilbert and Sullivan. Yep, I think I can safely say
then
that...
Then go to the store, please.
Oh, yeah, the store. For those groceries, eh?
And hurry right back. Mm. Your friend Bill might be a fast shaver. He's probably just about through by now.
Oh, no, he'll take his time.
Well, you better hurry anyway. He might get lonesome for you. What'll I do if he comes wandering into the kitchen?
Well, tell him to sit down.
In the kitchen? I can just see us standing there, smiling at each other, trying to think of something to say. Gee, maybe you better not go after all.
Okay, I'll stay.
But we do need dessert and ketchup and some of those other things.
All right, I'll go.
No, what if you... All right, go. But hurry back.
That's what I like about you, snap decisions.
I wouldn't be snapping if you hadn't sprung this big surprise. Maybe you ought to go up and ask David to keep Bill entertained until you get back.
Mm-hmm, if you want me to.
Well, no, not... Why should you waste time running up and downstairs? You could probably be back before your friend Bill comes down. I hope. You'd better be.
Don't worry, I will.
Honestly, last-minute company.
I thought you liked having company.
Sure, when I'm ready for them. It's this last-minute hopping I don't like.
Oh, don't worry about a thing. I'm sure everything will be fine. I'll hop out to the store right now.
And hop right back. Mm. What are you putting a record on for?
I'm timing myself. I'll bet I can be back before the record is finished.
What's the record?
Lawrence Tibbett with a little hopping music. Song of the Flea.
Ladies were pestered night and day.
I made it.
You must have hopped all the way. Did you get everything?
I think so. Here, take the bag. Bill hasn't come down yet, eh?
Not yet. What did you buy for dessert?
Applesauce.
That's exotic?
And cookies.
Oh, well, of course. Mm. Well, the table's set. Everything will be ready in a little while.
Good. Oh, I can tell you Bill's going to be happy to get a home-cooked meal for a change.
Look, Ben, let's get one thing settled right now. Later on, when we've finished eating and playing records and you're all through talking over your old times, when your friend Bill says he thinks he ought to be leaving, don't argue with him.
Oh, well, you see,
You always do that, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and we're so tired we can't see straight. People get up to leave and you overwhelm them with your hospitality. Don't go yet. It's early.
Well, this time I won't.
It's not that I don't like company. It's just that I'm so tired today. You know, all that cleaning I did and now this rushing around. I'd like to get to sleep sort of early tonight.
Well, sure, I can understand that. I tell you what. Why don't you just go up to bed whenever you feel like it? Bill and I can sit up and talk. And don't worry about getting any linen out for Bill. I'll look after that myself. Just tell me where you keep it.
Linen?
Yeah, just leave everything to me. I'll give him a couple of sheets, a pillowcase, and where are the extra blankets?
Linen?
And don't worry about getting anything special for breakfast tomorrow. He'll have whatever we have.
Breakfast? Do you intend to talk all night? No, of course not. You want linen. Linen?
Well, he's only staying in town a couple of days. We thought it'd be silly for him to check in at a hotel.
Oh!
Don't say it. Don't say it. Shh. Oh, I think I hear Bill coming down the stairs now. Yeah, yeah. Well, Bill, old boy. All ready, eh? Come on in, Bill, and meet the wife.
You've just been visiting with the Lennox. Why not drop in again next week at the same time and hear more of Sylvia and Ben's favorite records and informal chatter? You're always welcome at home with the Lennox.